This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Slate's Tim Noah on the future of the Kurds in northern Iraq. But first, call him the Terminator. Call him the Teutonic Titan. Just make sure you call him Governor. Later today, Arnold Schwarzenegger makes his first State of the State speech to tell Californians how he thinks things stand since winning the governorship 3 months ago. There are these issues, whether to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, what to do about workers' compensation costs, and universal health care. But the greatest challenge is the state's $14 billion deficit. Carla Marinucci is a political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Carla, Governor Schwarzenegger's about to make this State of the State speech. What's he going to say?
Well, Alex, this is showtime for Governor Schwarzenegger. He's going to have to remind voters, first of all, of the successes he's had in the last 2 months, but then the action hero is going to start looking like a villain, to a lot of Californians, because he's going to have to deliver the bad news. Where are the cuts going to come from? They're going to be big. They're going to affect every state department, we're told. This is what he was elected to do. Job one, he's got to get started on it this week.
You know, he holds this office because people felt that his predecessor, Governor Gray Davis, wasn't doing things, wasn't addressing this issue of the budget deficit. And effectively, Governor Davis didn't want to create problems and make enemies. Well, there's a reason, because it's pretty serious. What he's going to do is going to make, as you say, a lot of people unhappy.
That's right. You know, Governor Schwarzenegger has to walk a tightrope over essentially an alligator pit in which, there's the Democrats who would prefer to raise taxes and the Republicans who would prefer to cut programs. So far, he's managed to walk the line very well in terms of being real centrist and keeping both sides on his side. But now, the sound you're going to be hearing this week is the rubber hitting the road. He's going to have to get down to business and tell them what's going to suffer. And it's looking like education is going to suffer, even though he said he would not cut education. Programs like Healthy Families, this is a health care for low-income families in California. They're going to be a cap on that. Prison programs, pensions, a lot of things that are sacred cows in the California budget and that Gray Davis was not able to get the Democrats on board with to cut. Well, Schwarzenegger looks like he's going to have more success. Why? Because he's a popular guy and so far still has a lot of support from California voters.
You know, during the election, there were Republicans who said that he was not Republican enough and Democrats who said, just wait till he gets in office. He's going to go hard right. How are the Democrats and Republicans in the state assembly getting along with him now?
Well, Schwarzenegger has been literally smoking the peace pipe cigars emblazoned with his own Arnold Schwarzenegger logo, by the way, at the Capitol with legislators. He's been getting along with them well, but, you know, he hasn't delivered a lot of the details so far. And that's what's happening this week. Today is the State of the State address. On Friday is his first detailed budget proposal. And he's been able to put off, you know, the hard news saying, you know, trust me, we will deliver the details. This is where I think the friendships are going to be tested. But he has been extraordinarily astute in his ability to kind of get his message out and to talk to legislators who you would think would be just not open to what he has to say. A lot of Democrats, even the liberal Democrats, State Senator Don Prada, have expressed words of admiration for the way he's handled it so far.
You used the word astute. It's not just star power, you say, for a first-time office holder at a very high level. He's good at politics?
So far, he's proven to be very good at politics. Look at his successes in just 2 months in office. He was able to roll back the car tax, as he promised to do. He was able to kill the bill that gave driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants, pass a package of fiscal reform, and get that $15 billion bond package on the ballot in March. So star power, yeah, but he's shown himself to be a very quick learner in Sacramento. But now the hard work begins. He's going into some very, very heavy work, and we're going to really be able to test how good of a politician he is.
San Francisco Chronicle political writer Carla Marinucci. Carla, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.